a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. It's a beautiful day to bring two people together because one person is wondering, well, where did you go?
Well, yeah. And it's always a beautiful day to bring people together.
Very true. Very happy indeed, especially if we can get a second date update with Caitlin. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
So tell us, who did you go on a date with?
A guy named Spencer. And I thought it went really well.
Oh, so, okay, tell us, like, how did you meet? What was your date about?
Well, we met at Concerts on the Square. So that wasn't the date, but we both had, you know, groups of friends. And then it was sort of like, you know, we just started chatting because we were kind of like hanging out in the same area. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, he got my digits, and I was like, let's schedule a date. And, you know, we both have kids from a previous relationship, and we grew up in Madison, you know, so we went to, we're going to go to dinner at Paisan's, which we did, and we had a table with a lake view, and the date seemed to be going really well. But during the date, the restaurant was, like, getting super noisy, and I hated that, and you know, he was sort of like, oh, I need to end things early. I have a business meeting in the morning. And I'm, you know, I'm not like looking to get married tomorrow or anything. So it wasn't like I'm crushed, but I was like, you know, it's going really well.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, it sounds pretty good. Again, you met watching a concert on the square, which is wonderful. It's beautiful out there. Then you guys had dinner at Paisan's. You both have kids. You're just having a great time. Yeah. He said it's just getting a little noisy. So, I don't know. He had a work meeting. How long has it been since the last time you spoke?
A week and a half.
Oh.
Well, it's almost a solid two.
Yeah.
So, listen, no worries, love.
Well, I mean, I've been super busy. Like, at some point, I was like, dude, this is not cool. What's up?
Right.
So, where did you go?
Yeah.
So, it's not like I've been waiting by the phone or anything. But at some point, I was just, like, waiting for, like, a, hey, let's do that again. So-and-so is having, like, having music or whatever.
Sure. Well, we will play a song, Miss Caitlin, and then we'll give Spencer a call and see why after a week and a half. Like, it sounds fabulous, why he's just not getting back to you. Sound good?
Yeah, let's just do it.
All right.
Okay. Oh,
she's cute.
Yeah. Adventure.
Happening next. Hopefully a second date between Caitlin and Mr. Spencer on Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We got Caitlin on the phone this morning. She is looking for another date with Mr. Spencer.
She is, girl. I mean, it sounds like they had a great time. They met at Concerts on the Square. They went to dinner at Paisan's, which is an awesome restaurant with a lake view. So all seemed to go well, but she hasn't heard from him in like a week and a half.
That's right. And they have a lot in common. They have kids, which is really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, you felt like this was really sparking between you two.
Yep.
And then he had to go to some like business meeting, which happens. That's not out of the question.
Right.
But again, like Caitlin, you said it's been like a week and a half. So we're going to give him a call. Are you ready, girl?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Hello.
Hi, Spencer.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hi. Who's this?
Yeah. This is Kristen Tracy. We're on a show here in Madison called Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe not.
Of course. Yeah. No.
Oh,
I know you.
Oh, good. Oh, we love that.
So listen, since you do listen to the show, which we're very happy about, Spencer, very much so, we are known for something called Second Date Update, and you just happen to be someone that someone misses very much so. Mm-hmm. After a week and a half, meeting her at Concerts on the Square.
Yes.
Miss Caitlin, do you remember her?
Oh, yeah, of course I remember Caitlin.
Oh, good.
Very hard to forget Caitlin.
Oh. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
So tell us, what was so unforgettable?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's really nice. I'm sure she probably told you all this, but we met at Concerts at Square. We were there with two different groups of friends, and we both have mutual interests. We both have kids. So we go to Paisan's, and I'm pretty punctual, so I showed up early.
Yeah.
We decided to meet there, and Caitlin shows up with her two kids.
No.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So how old and are so, we talking here? How old are the children, by the way?
I can't remember, like 7 and...
Oh, they're little.
6, 5, yeah, young. Oh,
jeez.
Actually, it's... I mean, it's not one, is six, well one of them is... Yeah, it's six and eight.
Oh, yeah. Spencer, yeah. That, of course, is Miss Caitlin. It's true, Spencer. You are on Second Date Update, honey.
Yeah.
Miss Caitlin,
hey,
though.
Spencer, I just, I feel like we just both had some, like, dating faux pas. I feel really embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be honest, I know the Paizan family, like, it's a family-friendly restaurant, and... I just didn't even, like, I was running, like, you know, there's, with the kids, it's like disaster, and then you just got to either make a decision and bring the kids with you, or you just have to, like, cancel everything and stay home and stare at them.
Wow.
And because I really, really liked you, I just didn't, it didn't even occur to me that it would be a big deal, but it's not like I wanted them to meet you or anything. Oh, I feel terrible now.
So, Spencer, what do you think about that?
He didn't say anything.
Well, he is now.
Yeah. Yeah, Spencer,
what
do you think?
Well, the problem is, I mean, your kids aren't very quiet. You know, they're not the best behaved. You know, I said the evening was, you know, that it was getting noisy in there, partly because of your kids.
Right. I mean, let's be honest.
I mean... Look, it's summer. That particular day, they were kind of cooped up all day, so I will give you that. They really were.
Mm. Why would you bring your kids?
That was kind of the disaster, you guys.
Well, Caitlin, you know, when it comes to dating, though, typically you do not want to bring your kids. Right. I mean, this is a time where you're supposed to get to know the other person.
Right.
I will be honest. You are the first person that I know who has introduced your children to a guy that you're interested in. Yeah. Usually we wait for that to happen.
Yeah.
But no judging here. But here's the thing. Caitlin likes you, Spencer. You sound like you like her. Yeah. You just need to go out, honey, without the kids. Spencer, would you be interested?
No.
Oh my gosh, really?
He was just like, no.
Yeah,
wow.
No.
You don't even have to think about it?
No.
Well, no, but I mean, what's sort of strange about this is that it like seems like you had no idea that I was uncomfortable with what you did.
Oh, okay. I see.
Well, all right. Okay. Obviously, well, there's a misunderstanding
here. You could have just said out loud, like, I'm not a mind reader so far.
Well, yeah.
You know, like, you could have just said, like, hey, I'm so sorry.
Women really appreciate it when you say I'm not a mind reader to them.
That was some shade.
Yes, it was.
No, I would say, like, I am not a mind reader, and I don't expect you to be, and I didn't say anything, and I apologize. So
well,
unfortunately,
like, though, Jolene,
you should have said something.
I don't think, you know, in all honesty, he's going to change his mind here. So,
No, I totally get it. Yeah. If you can't say something out loud and like appreciate that I'm apologizing, then
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
It's okay. I mean, you'll just know for next time. It's fine, girl.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Listen, the state, you know, fair is coming up. Everything's going to be good. So you're all fine. You'll have some playtime with other people.
That's right.
Other men and their children.
That's right.
All right.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.